This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There was a poll out from Gallup a month or two ago that showed that for the first time in 80 years, American adults who belong to a church, a mosque, or a temple are in the minority, just 47%. Could be the pandemic, could be another thing that was already happening that was accelerated by the pandemic. But shrinking congregations can take a bite out of church finances, and passing the virtual collection plate or holding a pancake breakfast on Zoom just isn't going to cut it. Predictions are more and more churches are going to close over the next decade. So who do you call when you need to unload a church, and who is in the market to buy? Marketplace's Matt Levin takes a look at the increasingly hot market for houses of worship.
Real estate agent Tom Casaza says showing a church isn't all that different from showing a house. You give the basic specs.
Office for the pastor. This area here with the nave, 1,200 square feet.
Highlight some special features, like a room where the kids can make noise.
And then this here is for someone that might have a crying baby, and then they can be part of the service, but separate.
Picture the classic little white church, the kind of place you might expect to see Laura Ingalls Wilder on a Sunday morning. Only it's in Walnut Creek, a pricey Bay Area suburb. The church comes with central air and a liquor store down the block. For a congregation meeting in a multi-purpose room right now, it could be the perfect starter church. Buyers love the curb appeal. You can see the steeple from the street.
The price is up there.
A little over $1 million. Casaza thinks his seller would prefer the church stay a church, but valuable parcels of land in affluent suburbs don't come on the market all that often. And when they do, developers line up.
We're not looking at a particular type of buyer. We're in an area where a house this size could definitely go for $1 million.
There's no Church Zillow tracking prices, but in some places they're climbing along with home values. And inventory is rising. Patrick Dugan is a reverend and director of the United Church of Christ Building and Loan Fund. It provides mortgages to churches.
There's almost an article a day since the pandemic began of how the churches are going to close everywhere and all that kind of stuff.
Some of that is overblown. Many non-denominational congregations are growing, especially in immigrant communities. And Dugan says he gets plenty of inquiries about interest rates, which track commercial loans at about 5% now, depending on creditworthiness. Which you judge how exactly?
We look at debt to income. We look at loan to value. So we do look at similar things to banks, but we also look at how long has your pastor been there? That's an important factor.
Also important, how popular the pastor is.
You know, once you start probably doing maybe 10 to 15,000 a Sunday, you know, at that point, they begin to say, okay, he's trustworthy to take a $2 million loan.
That's Sam Morris, pastor of Bay North Church of Christ in Fairfield, a city about 45 minutes outside Sacramento. His congregation's not there yet, but it's growing.
We started in a community center, and from that journey, we've grown to about 400 members, and we now occupy a 6-acre, 36,000 square foot campus.
Actually, Morris's church is in escrow on the property, kind of a lease-to-own deal, while Morris waits for the financing to come through. It helps that Bay North has other revenue streams. The gym is being used as a temporary homeless shelter, which the city pays for, and donations are actually up during the pandemic. Morris used some of that money for remodeling.
So when we first walked here into this particular sanctuary, it was a totally different color, of course. The carpet was blue. The walls were pink. Pepto-Bismol, like dark pink. It was god ugly.
The Presbyterian congregation that technically still owns this place and chose those god-ugly colors is still here. It can be hard to leave your childhood church. And sometimes you don't have to. Even after the sale goes through, the small congregation will be able to worship here on a different part of campus.
I laid that deal out in front of them, and they told me, we have never heard anybody tell us that they won't buy it if we won't stay.
Plus, it sweetened the offer. The Presbyterians say so far they like what he's done with the place, repainting it in Bay North colors, burgundy and white. Turns out nobody loved the Pepto-Bismol pink. In Fairfield, California, I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.